10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Susan Wacky.
Evidence shows that it plays a healthcare role in settings ranging from operating rooms to clinics. And as important research says, it greatly impacts our moods, stress, immunity, pain management, and social bonding. And do you know what it is? Well, today we're going to find out. So no matter what your age or stage is in life, there is always something to learn, and I promise you today you will learn. Welcome again to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old right here on AM 560, The Answer. Keep in mind also our show streams live on the web at aginginforadio.com. Well, it was Bob Marley who said, one good thing about music is when it hits, you feel no pain, and a bit of truth there, I would think. And our show today is about music benefits to our memory and our health. And my first guest is Virginia Caldwell, a board-certified music therapist from Central Baptist Village. Welcome, Virginia, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Well, I would like for you to explain exactly what a board-certified music therapist is.
Ooh. So, I get to use music all day, and I get to change lives and affect lives for the better using music.
Music is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. So, you do music therapy.
Yes. So, here's my $50 definition.
Okay.
Music therapy is clinical. It's an evidence-based use of music interventions to accomplish an individualized goal. It's within a therapeutic relationship, and it's performed by a credentialed music therapist, so someone who's gone through the training in college, completed a six-month internship, and is board-certified. Music therapists use music to address physical needs, emotional needs, cognitive needs, and social needs. Here's my 50-cent definition.
Okay.
Okay. So, I use music as a catalyst to affect change outside of music. So, it's not the music that's the goal. It's the health and well-being that we can achieve through using music that is my ultimate goal.
Well, you have my vote there.
Thank you.
What motivated you to become a board-certified music therapist?
Well, the training of a music therapist includes classes in psychology, classes in science, anatomy, and I am such a nerd. I love science. So music is something that's been very important to our family. My grandmother had an organ. My mom had a piano. And music was something we used in our everyday life. So it was a very much a part of me. And in high school, I was torn. I said, ooh, I want to be a psychiatrist. No, I want to be a surgeon. No, I want to be a performer. So when I got to college, I learned of music therapy. And it was this beautiful marriage of everything.
It gave you everything that you knew that you would be good at. Now, what does a music therapy session look like? Or, I mean, what goes on there?
It really depends on the individual that I'm working with. Mm-hmm. Music therapists use music to promote wellness and healing in all age groups. So from children, even birth, actually even prenatal and birthing, all the way up to however old you manage to be in this world. So the session is tailored to the individual. So are the goals. So say I had a group of, say, six ladies.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was just talking to Julie about this. We were sitting in a circle, and the goal was, you know, a wellness discussion, memory stimulation, recall, and we start off with a an opening song, usually say, oh, how I hate to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
and talk about their day and how it starts and positive mindsets and things like that. Maybe we'll move into some movement activity to get to prime our energy and just kind of help to focus in. We might do some lyric analysis, take a certain song and kind of focus on different words and their meanings to us or the memories that they stimulate. And then we'll move into maybe another movement activity and then close with a familiar song that we can all sing together as a form of closure. It just really depends on the age and the goals.
And what's needed with the therapy. And I'm here with Virginia Caldwell. She is a board-certified music therapist. She also does this therapy at Central Baptist Village, and their website is cbvillage.org. Yes, Jenny, this is so interesting. Now, music therapy versus recreational therapy music, is there a big distinction between, like, you come in, you're a music therapist, but somebody's got a whole iPod or a playlist over here of their own favorites. What's the distinction there, or is there?
There's a big distinction. Recreational music is outstanding. Don't get me wrong. And the move for the music and memory program with the iPods, I think, has opened the door for us to have even more of these conversations, which has been phenomenal. But for a music therapist, my ultimate goal is to affect change. And I work off of a referral system. I would do a formal assessment. I would have outline goals and objectives. And I would meet with other professionals at our residence. So the nursing supervisor and our social workers, and we would work together on our treatment plan and work towards an ultimate goal together as a team. Mm-hmm. Whereas with your individual playlists or even a performer that would come in, I mean, the goal is definitely entertainment, but there's no outside of the music goal.
Mm-hmm. Now, I bet you when we saw the documentary Alive Inside, which is a very powerful example of music for older adults, and that is actually the music therapy that we're talking about here.
Well, that's the music and memory program. Mm-hmm. Actually, music therapy goes a lot farther than that.
Mm-hmm.
The iPod program is very personalized, and it's individual. Music therapy is also personalized and it's person-centered, but it's also goal-oriented. So whereas the iPod music and memory program is definitely to elicit enjoyment,
mm-hmm.
My focus is functionality through the music, attaining that.
You have a great job.
I do. I love my job.
Oh, I can tell.
I have the best job
now,
in the world.
Now you also play. So let's have you, you know, play a little bit of something that you use as a music therapy.
Sure.
What would that be?
Well,
this is something you've written.
It is.
Okay.
And it is a song that we use as a lyric analysis to talk about maybe struggles that we've had.
You go.
A rose bush bears no flowers without a thorn or two. And a butterfly is helpless. The trials are too few. And the struggles that we encounter serve a purpose in each life. For trials make us stronger, be it sickness, stress, or strife. And the trials that we encounter serve a purpose in each life. For struggles make us stronger, be it sickness, stress, or strife.
That was Virginia Caldwell. She's a board-certified music therapist. This is the music that you use, or a piece of it. I'm sure you have a whole plethora of music, do you?
Well, actually, I use patient-preferred, resident-preferred, individual music because you know what's really going to mean the most to you, Sue, is the music you relate to.
Oh, I think it's so important. And to follow that, I mean, it definitely triggers a lot of emotion. First of all, Virginia, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Did a fine job just doing it right off the cuff. And we're talking about music today, the many health benefits, especially music and memory. And again, I'm with Ginny Caldwell. She is she's a board-certified music therapist at Central Baptist Village, and their website is cbvillage.org. I also have Julie Stevens. She'll be joining us later. She is the sales and marketing director at Central Baptist Village. We're going to continue this conversation on music and all the healing and health benefits and what it can actually do for your memory. If you're at a computer, Google Alive Inside and watch that. You'll hear a little bit of information here from our sponsors right here on Aging Info Radio. We have so much coming up today for our show. You want to stay right here. We'll be right back.
At Standard Bank, they believe you should work with a true community bank that cares about your financial needs and who has the financial products for every stage of your life. They have a full suite of mortgage products from conventional FHA and VA loans to home equity loans and reverse mortgages. And they have the expertise to find the right product for you. At Standard Bank, you'll find services that fit your lifestyle. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints two issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at chicagohealthonline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at chicagohealthonline.com. That's chicagohealthonline.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susie Wacky, your host, and this segment is brought to you by Standard Bank for your reverse mortgage needs and all your banking needs. But you can actually talk to a reverse mortgage specialist in person at Standard Bank. To learn more, go to their website at standardbank.com or call 312-203-4018. Our show today is about music and the many benefits with our memory and music and, of course, health benefits. And I'm here with board-certified music therapist Virginia Caldwell. Ginny, there's so much to music therapy. Tell us, how long has music therapy been around?
Music therapy as a degree program was actually founded in 1944. Before that, amateur musicians and professional musicians found it beneficial to go to the hospitals during World War II for our returning veterans. And that's really how the field of music therapy got started. Back then, they called it shell shock, and now we call it post-traumatic stress disorder. But they found that the doctors found that patients had shorter lengths of stay. They responded better to medications just by having the influence of these amateur and professional musicians. So a few pioneers in the field started looking into this as far as results and outcomes. And say 5-6 years later, that was in the late 30s, in 1944, Michigan State University, I am a Spartan, founded the first degree program in music therapy.
Boy, this is so interesting. I mean, I think there's so much to be said about music and how it does ease pain. Let's talk about the memory, our memory and music.
Sure.
You work directly with residents at Central Baptist Village with this therapy program, but how does it affect our memory?
Music entangles itself in every aspect of our life, whether we are conscious of it or not conscious. I know we think of it as a great form of entertainment, but music, neuroscience is actually finding that music accesses about 10 different areas of the brain at the same time. It is the only activity that you can engage in that accesses so much of your brain. And what it does is it organizes these 10 areas and it pulls them together. So even if I'm having memory loss, a single memory associated with music is going to be stored globally in the brain. And the music has the ability to access this long-term memory and pull things together. So it's quite amazing. It stimulates our emotions. It primes our motor function. Think about trying to exercise, trying to do Zumba without the music.
How about housework without the music?
Yeah, that too. Anything
sure does
without
motivate
the music.
Me.
But yeah, you know, it gets you moving. It gets you, when we talk about pain, the same distraction that happens in your housework that just makes it feel like it flies by mm-hmm. is the same distraction that happens in the brain with pain. If you're in pain, but your mind focuses on something else, then your perceived level of pain, your perception of the pain diminishes.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we can use music for relaxation. We can use it for pain management because we can distract the mind from focusing on that and think of more pleasant things, sing along, play along, and take away the perception of the pain.
Mm-hmm. Take your mind off of it, is what you're saying. Now, Alive Inside, I talked a little bit about the documentary. How is Alive Inside different than, say, music therapy? Or what is the biggest distinction there?
Alive Inside is a music and memory program using iPods, using recorded music specifically. And it was created by Dan Cohen, and I believe he got his first concept for it was in about 2006. And he's a social worker, a licensed master social worker. And so doesn't have any formal music therapy training. Music therapy is only provided by a board certified music therapist, someone who's studied the psychology of music and the ins and outs, the intricacies of the relationship of the body and the mind and everything in relation to the music. What Dan is doing is outstanding, but I use live music. My mm-hmm. main mode of therapy is to use live music to engage the person in the music creation, in the music singing, songwriting, processing, whereas the iPods are something that you can do as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
sure it's very different, too, working with residents at Central Baptist Village where they pick their own music.
Yes.
And then that would trigger memories back from versus the music being handed to them and them not that familiar with it. That's probably really the biggest distinction, I would think.
It's one of the many. But if you think about it, this generation isn't a plugged-in generation. That's mm-hmm. my generation. We walk around with earbuds in all day.
Mm-hmm.
This generation is a sit around the piano. This is a, you know, do sing-alongs for social gatherings. This is a, you know, every holiday, you know, or my uncle played guitar and my grandmother played violin and we got together and just jammed. This is a very musical, social age group.
Mm-hmm. I love music. I mean, music definitely just changes the whole atmosphere of a room. It's the best. There's another area, too, that I think it really helps, and you're a therapist, you'd probably know this, is the recovery time of somebody being, you know, an accident or an illness.
Yes.
I mean, it really does. Or sleep.
Yes. Yes.
You say yes. You say yes,
yes
with such
you're
confidence. Elaborate
yes.
a little bit on that with sleep.
Slowing our minds down, slowing our bodies down. The act of entraining to a song that's slower than our heartbeat helps to slow us down. It helps to promote more comfortable sleep. We need help sometimes focusing on nothing. And yeah. Music helps us to do that.
Isn't
so
that great?
I relaxation mean,
this,
is definitely.
This day and age, I think actually people need a lot more help in that area on focusing because we're multitasking a little
too much.
And music can zero it all in and just relax you. I think I've also heard that if you listen to music when you eat less.
Do you?
Is that true?
We have
you
some.
Don't know?
Well, we have some studies. I've been looking at ways of changing our eating atmosphere on some of the different floors that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, if you use music that's from the sweet spot of our preferences, it actually stimulates someone who's had memory loss to eat more. And sometimes that's a concern because if you don't remember to eat, you don't eat, even though there's a plate of food in front of you. So sometimes music actually helps to stimulate an increased appetite and eating.
Now, why the music in stores? You're a therapist.
Why the music in stores?
Yeah.
To keep you shopping.
Keep
if
you
are in a good mood,
yeah.
they can keep you there, and you will buy more. And they do studies on that. Yes.
Now, when someone goes to Central Baptist Village, and I'm sure there's a plan of care where the music therapy comes into play, when is that?
I usually get referrals. Mm-hmm. Referral sources could be our CNAs, if they're seeing some agitation or some restlessness, our nurses, social workers, if there's any kind of emotional concern, moving into a residence is sometimes really, really difficult. It's a very difficult decision. And sometimes people don't want to come out of their room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll get a referral to just do an assessment and see how they're doing emotionally. And sometimes I will provide care and visits on a one-to-one basis, and we will transition that into attending music therapy groups. And then we have a very diverse activities department. And so that when we offer music within that as well in different programs. And so that can also be in the plan of care to transition from a music therapy group to other music groups.
I think it's very important that people at every age, even if you don't have this, you start doing it now. And that is putting together your favorite music.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you ever do need music therapy, then you're referring back to what you really love, not so much what the therapist may bring to the table.
But as a therapist, I would do an assessment. And even if that means contacting family, friends, I ask off-the-wall questions like, well, but what was their favorite TV show? And that gives me a hint into maybe some of their preferences. Well, did they like to dance? Did they ever go to the ballroom? You know, the Aragon and the Trianon.
You're a lucky lady, Virginia Caldwell. Thank
it.
You. And coming up next, we've got Julie Stevens from Central Baptist Village. We're going to talk more about that community and exactly how music therapy is done there and all the details about that. And hear a little bit more from Virginia right here on Aging Info Radio.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
The part of your brain producing stress, worry, and fear is exactly what hinders your ability to fully live life. Break free with Higher Brain Living. See live demonstrations of this revolutionary technique and also see firsthand what it's like to discover your authentic self at their March 2nd event at the Chicago Hilton Oak Brook. Open to the public. Reserve your seat at higherbrainlivingevents.com/Chicago. That's higherbrainlivingevents.com/Chicago.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit alternativesforseniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or alternativesforseniors.com.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, judge less and love more. We are talking about music today, one of my favorite topics. I absolutely love music. It definitely moves me right along. But we're talking about the health benefits and music and memory. And, you know, the work with that is really extensive neuroscience research. We're finding out more and more about it. And my next guest is Julie Stevens. She is the director of sales and marketing from Central Baptist Village, one of the communities that is using music and memory therapy. Welcome, Julie, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. Tell us a little bit about Central Baptist Village.
Okay, well, Central Baptist Village is a continuing care retirement community. We have independent living. We have assisted living. We have actually three levels of memory care because one size does not fit all when it comes to memory care programs. And we have skilled nursing and rehab. We're located in Norridge, and we're on 10 acres, and it is a continuing care retirement community that is a rental model, so you don't have to put down a big chunk of money. It's just a monthly fee, which makes it very affordable for folks.
Absolutely. Now, you talk about it. You're very inspired by it.
Yeah.
Tell me about your background.
Well, I fell in love with senior living. So my background, well, a million years ago, I studied acting at the Actor's Studio, had a career as an actress, and then came back to Chicago, worked in the theater, got married, had kids, and found that I wanted to try something else. I wanted to do something more appropriate, not instead of going to the theater at night, you know, mm-hmm. while my kids needed help with their spelling homework. So I went back to school, and at the same time, I thought I wanted to work with seniors, and I started volunteering at an assisted living. And I thought I was going to be at the reception desk. And the day I got there, someone from the Alzheimer's unit, one of the activity workers, called in sick, and they threw me into the deep end and asked if I would do some activities. I loved it. I'm like, this is amazing. I love this.
This is where you're supposed to be.
Exactly. And within 3-4 weeks, they asked me if I'd like to be the activity coordinator. I mean, I just wanted to go back every single day, even though my volunteer responsibility was supposed to be like, you know, 3 hours a week or something. So, and because of my background in the theater, I loved developing programs and programs in the arts. And I was developing, so, and also because I had absolutely no education in Alzheimer's or dementia, I didn't know what people couldn't do. So mm-hmm. I thought, let's put on a show. Let's do a talent show. And so every day was a brand new, every rehearsal was a brand new experience. 3 times a week. Oh, we're going to be in a talent show. There was like that new excitement every single time.
You probably brought so much to the community, just not knowing.
Exactly.
Not knowing
I didn't
what
know
to
what
expect.
Couldn't. So I just, oh my gosh, it was just amazing. And then one thing led to another. And the next thing I knew, I was working for a large company as their director of lifestyle enrichment, traveling to 20 communities around the country, developing programs for independent living, all the way through skilled nursing and everything in between.
Those programs, too, at all communities are so important.
Yes.
Because that's what keeps residents healthy.
Exactly.
Keeps them, you know, moving forward, expansion, you know, thinking, doing things.
Exactly. Engagement.
Yeah.
Engagement.
Yeah.
And I was happy to have the opportunity to get off the road, even though I loved it while I did it. It was time to just, you know, not be traveling so much. And Central Baptist Village is this little gem of a community that isn't a corporate entity. It's a standalone community. So there aren't several layers of people you have to go through for approval of an idea of, let's get a music therapist.
And that was one of my questions. I mean, you brought in, are you the one that facilitated that to bring that program to Central Baptist?
I'm the one that facilitate is a nice word. Lobby is probably a better word. But again, we have a leadership team that is like, if you can build a case for this. And, you know, we, you know, Virginia, I call her, works with our independent living residents as well, because music is uplifting, and we've got choirs, and we've got, you know, all different kinds, all the way to the individual work that she mm-hmm. does with people. So, yeah, so Central Baptist Village, the leadership was very open to this. But because of my background in lifestyle activities, I know the value of it. I've seen it. And in addition to music therapy, art therapy, dance therapy, there's something called drama therapy.
Lots of programs right
there. These creative arts therapies are
at Central Baptist Village. I'm here with Julie Stevens. We're going to hear more about Central Baptist Village. And they also have a program called Compassionate Touch. I'm going to make sure Julie tells us all about that right here on Aging Info Radio, coming up next.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
The part of your brain producing stress, worry, and fear is exactly what hinders your ability to fully live life. Break free with Higher Brain Living. See live demonstrations of this revolutionary technique and also see firsthand what it's like to discover your authentic self at their March 2nd event at the Chicago Hilton Oakbrook. Open to the public. Reserve your seat at higherbrainlivingevents.com/Chicago. That's higherbrainlivingevents.com/Chicago.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
Yes, this segment is brought to you by Higher Brain Living. Yes, it breaks the long-standing patterns of stress, worry, and fear that ruin your ability to enjoy your life. The personal transformation is unsurpassed by any other technique. Learn how to get trained in this breakthrough technique. Visit higherbrainlivingevents.com/Chicago. There is an event coming up on March 2nd at the Oakbrook, Chicago Hilton Oakbrook, and on Midwest Road in Oakbrook. Well, we are talking about music today and music and memory and health benefits. And, of course, I've got Julie Stevens here. She is the Director of Sales and Marketing for Central Baptist Village that has music therapy in their community. It is a CCRC community. And, Julie, for our listeners, give out what the definition of CCRC means.
CCRC is a continuing care retirement community. It has independent living, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing. I've been in the senior living industry for 20 years, and there are so many great options out there, and I really, really encourage people to look for a continuing care retirement community because you don't want to have to move again. If you move into a senior apartment and happen to have other needs or you know, suddenly you need help with your medication reminders, sometimes small things, sometimes big things, you don't want to have to start scrambling to find a different place to live.
It gets harder as someone gets older.
It does. We want to make these decisions for ourselves, mm-hmm. you know, while we're well and healthy and active. What our future is going to be and where we're going to live. I mean, it's also a really kind thing to do for your children so they don't have to make that decision for you if you are not able to make that decision yourself.
I think it's just easier on families if they don't have to move at any point. Now, a full-time music therapist, you have one. Of course, you have Virginia Caldwell or Jenny Caldwell at Central Baptist Village. But why is it so important in a community to have a full-time music therapist?
Well, we know the benefits of music and specifically music therapy. We know the wellness benefits. That's well documented. And not a day goes by in our community that doesn't include music. And we don't want our residents to have music programs that happen once a week or twice a month. Or it's not unusual to have a music therapist, but it's rare to have a full-time music therapist on staff that's there. Sometimes Ginny's on call. I mean, you know, something can occur. Someone can, you know, be upset or have some agitation or be very, very down or depressed. And we can call on Ginny to come on over. Can you pay a visit to, you know, Mrs. Smith or whoever? In addition to, you know, all of her regular groups that she does.
Now, there's also a choir, a bedside choir at Central Baptist Village.
Correct. We have one of our many music programs is the Threshold Singers, and they are a volunteer a cappella choir, which honors the ancient tradition of singing at the bedside. And they sing as a healing presence through soothing and comforting songs for residents and loved ones. Our choir is a combination of we've got a couple of employees. Do we have any residents that are part of the choir, Jenny?
No.
No, not yet. But it's open to whoever, you know, wants to be part of it, and it's really quite beautiful. It's different than music therapy. Mm-hmm. So, again, we've got all kinds of music happening all over the building every day.
Now, you have a lot of music therapy going on, but you also have other therapies, and there's a program called Compassionate Touch. What is that?
Compassionate Touch is... it's a program that focuses on skilled touch, skilled massage, which has been shown to calm agitation and refocus behavior while fostering communication and positive partner care relationships. Mm-hmm. So it is therapeutic massage. And a number of our CNAs be trained to become compassionate touch practitioners, and they're training others within our community to do the same. And this is something else that is just amazing to see. I mean, you know, when you think about it, people, maybe older adults in a long-term care facility or assisted living, they may not, if they don't have a partner, they may not be touched very often.
Mm-hmm. And they may never get a hug, or their children are far away.
And when
you
think about that,
alone.
It just makes me so sad to think about it. And we all know how healing touch is and how good it feels. And
I think you said it right, though. Central Baptist Village is a gem, a hidden gem. And their website is cbvillage.org. I think there's another area. You're certified in leading virtual dementia tours. What is that?
So this is so interesting. We are committed to educating everybody within our community, our employees, and the larger community on dementia. And a virtual dementia tour is we alter people's, we use headphones and we use different things to do a sensitivity training with special goggles, special glasses, gloves, to simulate the experience of having dementia. And then people go into an apartment and are given tasks to do with these altered senses, and gives us greater compassion and sensitivity of what it is actually like to have dementia.
Oh, so people really get it from the other side of the fence. Once again, I'm talking about Central Baptist Village. We're talking about music and memory therapy and all the health benefits right here on Aging Info Radio. And Jenny and Julie are going to give us their words of wisdom for the day coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Families count on Standard Bank for personal service and convenience. Business owners find smart solutions and the resources to capitalize on new opportunities. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Standard Bank invests in their communities with people you know. services that make your life easier, and resources you can count on. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, I'm here with Virginia Caldwell and Julie Stevens from Central Baptist Village and the board certified music therapist. Jenny, give us your words of wisdom for the day.
I think that my words of wisdom are, don't deny your music self. If you loved music, if you played music previously, earlier in life, stay connected with that. That is part of your identity. It's part of your love. And if anyone's ever interested in learning more about music therapy, musictherapy.org is our national association with a lot of great info, and also how to reach a music therapist should you want to hire one for yourself.
Thank you so much, Jenny. And Julie, your words of wisdom.
My words of wisdom are, go on tours of senior living communities. I'm a huge advocate for senior living. It is the thing that will keep us engaged in life, physically, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually, socially. Make sure you're in a place where you have access to music and healthcare and fitness classes, and it's a wonderful way to age.
Yes, it is. And Central Baptist Village, you can start with a tour right there. That is that hidden gem. Get in touch with Julie at 708-583-8500. That's Julie Stevens. I want to thank both of you today. The fact that you're taking music and memory and moving it forward in a CCRC retirement community speaks very loudly. And thank you both.
Thank you
so much.
And let's see, the Higher Brain Living Marquee event is Monday, March 2nd from 6:30 till 8:30 p.m. It is at the Chicago Hilton Oak Brook, 3500 Midwest Road in Oak Brook. Go to higherlivingevent.com/Chicago and register. You'll also get more information on this extraordinary event. And this week, my paws pooch is a puppy, Bobby, a two-month-old male shepherd Labrador mix. Oh, Bobby is such a cute puppy. Go to pawschicago.org and check out Bobby, and then call 773-935-PAWS, and you can arrange to pick him up and give him a home sweet home. And in the meantime, he is waiting with his paws crossed and tail wagging for you to come and get him and make... Yes, Daisy Mae, that is Bobby. Pause once again is 773-935-PAWS. And Chicago Land Trust Company will help you choose who inherits your home with one simple form, which can save a family thousands in legal fees, time, and aggravation. Call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110 or go to their website at ctlandtrust.com. And also keep in mind, Aging Info Radio, we post all of our commercials. If you've heard any commercials in the show, go to aginginforadio.com. Click on the expert partners on their page at the bottom is all of their commercials. You can hear them again. It's also a way to really refer to some of the best, if not the best, providers in the Chicagoland area. I hope you've enjoyed our show today. Keep music in mind always. It's healthy for you and great for your memory. Central Baptist Village is cbvillage.org at 708-583-8500. And I will be on again, of course, next Sunday morning. This is Susan Wacky, your host. And until we meet again right here on AM 560, The Answer, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Worried because you've neglected to file your taxes for a year or more? If you're afraid of the IRS, relax, because you don't have to deal with them on your own. With one easy phone call to Tax Care USA.